This room belonged to another of George's brothers, the Duke of Clarence, who would be crowned William IV after George's death. Following the death of George's only legitimate child, it was important for the royal dukes to discard their mistresses and produce an heir to the throne. Although unmarried, George's brother William had fathered 10 children with the actress known by the stage name of Mrs. Jordan. He abandoned her and hurriedly approached several possible candidates before marrying Adelaide of Saxe-Meiningen. William was 53 when they married, Adelaide just 26. Against all odds, though, the marriage was a happy one. William was duly crowned king in 1830 at the age of 64. Sadly, though, none of their children survived infancy. The pavilion had been designed for a king living apart from his wife. It simply wasn't large enough for William and Adelaide's combined households, and they soon set about adding new buildings to the estate, including servants' dormitories, stables, and rooms for footmen and stable staff. They also built new gatehouses to the north and south to enclose the estate. On the other hand, the banqueting room dragon chandelier was dismantled and put into storage because Queen Adelaide was afraid it might fall on her guests. Leaving the yellow bow rooms, cross the north gallery again and continue into the Victoria Gallery,